Welcome to Geek Vibe Live. David, are you there with us? Okay. We're still waiting for him to get connected. As I stated, he's very busy. He's actually still filming Gotham, so we're just waiting for him to get connected. As I stated, we are very excited to speak with David today regarding his role on the show as Bruce Wayne. The show does return in March, and so that's actually coming around the corner. A lot of exciting things, that'll be happening once Gotham returns, and hopefully we get some answers regarding David's role as Bruce Wayne when the show returns. Some exciting stuff, you know, potentially with Batman and him becoming Batman, and so we'll tackle all that once he is available. As I was saying earlier, Gotham is one of my favorite television shows on TV right now. It's actually my favorite DC TV show at the moment. The great villains, great storyline, one of the best casts on TV today. Really excited what the future holds for Gotham, and hopefully it continues to go strong. So, we are still currently waiting to get David connected. He should be here with us shortly. And once he is, we'll get right into the interview. Just a little bit about David. He is an American film and television actor. He's actually been in quite a few movies. Horror-style movies, if you haven't had a chance to check those out. He's been in films such as Incarnate. He's in a movie called The Games Maker, and he was also in a movie called The Darkness. So he's definitely been in some other roles. He's a great actor. He's definitely going to be one of the brightest young talents in the future, I think. Aside from Gotham, I think he's really going to branch out and do some great work in the film industry. He's definitely matured on his time with Gotham. He's definitely grown a lot. I know the show is centered around James Gordon and the villains, but David's overall character development has been great. The show actually is focused on him a lot more than I ever expected it would. And I think that he's handled that well. He's definitely grown into those shoes of playing a character that has been played by many of great actors. David, are you with us? David, are you with us?
Yes, hi. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Good.
All right. I understand you're really busy, and I appreciate you taking the time to join us today and being part of Geek Vibes Nation. We're huge Gotham fans, and it's really an honor to be able to speak with you today.
Oh, thank you so much. Excited to be here.
All right. As I was kind of going over your resume a little bit with our listeners, just kind of talking about some of the other films you've been in, such as Incarnate, The Games Maker, and The Darkness. Some great movies that hopefully they can check out.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. Now, I know we don't have you very long, so I'm just going to go ahead and kind of jump into it. I know a lot of people probably mispronounce your name as David. In fact, I did a little research about you before the interview and realized that your first name is actually pronounced David. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah, it's David.
Okay.
It's European. Any non-English-speaking country pronounces it David for the most part.
All right. We just wanted to make sure that, you know, we pronounced your name correctly. So I'm just wanted to follow that up with you. Yeah, you're welcome. So we'll just kind of jump into a little bit about your role on Gotham as Bruce Wayne. First off, how does it feel to be in those shoes as one of the most badass superheroes in comic book history?
It's amazing. I mean, I you know, 4 years into it, I still kind of have to pinch myself and kind of be in awe of the fact that I'm here playing this iconic role. I love it. I don't even know what to say.
I was telling our listeners before you came on that I'm really impressed with your overall character development, because, you know, the show, when it was first introduced, it was centered around James Gordon and the villains of Gotham, but your overall character development has really blossomed, and I'm really impressed with how you've handled that. You've really matured into the role. You do a great job as a young Bruce Wayne tackling, you know, kind of the loss of your parents and, you know, kind of this duty to want to be able to protect Gotham at such a young age. And that's not a lot of stuff that we've seen from the Bruce Batman characters in the movies.
I think one of the things that I love about playing Bruce is not only that he is so – it's such an iconic character. There's so much material to draw from. Almost 8 years of material to draw from, to look back on. And this character, you know, obviously, amazing actress. I've played him before.
Now, we do know that we've seen some of the concept, you know, some of the armor that you wore in the, you know, earlier this year with the suit. Will we begin to see any concept designs for the bat suit this season, or will you begin to toy with the Batman identity at all? David, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't hear you, so I thought maybe you'd stopped talking. May have broke up for a second. Were you able to hear the question, or I can repeat it if you didn't?
Yeah. I think I kind of cut you off. I don't know if you. I was in the middle of saying. I'll just finish what I was saying. I was just saying that, you know, there is the aspect that Bruce is, or this character is so iconic and has been around, has lived long before I have, and started playing him, and that is amazing. There's the fact that there's so much to draw from is awesome. But the thing that I really love about playing this character isn't the fact that he's a legend. It's more of that he's so to him. He has so many layers, and everything that he does, you know, Batman came out of this event when he was a kid, when his parents died in front of him, and everything he does, it comes out of a place of the deepest pain imaginable. And playing that, it's a gold mine for an actor, and I just feel so fortunate that I can play around with this. And every episode that I get, it creates new opportunities to try new things, and all in the confines of this one character. I'm just so really grateful for that.
Yeah, exactly. And I was kind of telling our listeners as well, you know, that, you know, you stepped into the iconic role, and you mentioned some of the other, you know, you mentioned the other people before this played as Bruce. Did you take any inspiration from any of the other people that have played Batman, you know, such as Michael Keaton, Christian Bale, Kevin Connery? Have you tried to kind of incorporate anything
absolutely.
That you've learned from them? Oh, okay, cool. Anybody in particular?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when I first booked the role, I kind of did research on all of them. I watched everything that I could, which was everything. I watched, you know, and I read as many comic books as I could. And I really took inspiration from, I would say, Christian Bale the most, mainly because he's my Batman. You know, when I was growing up, I think the three movies that he made were released when I was like 4 to 12 or something like that, which was, that was my childhood. That was my first exposure to Batman, was seeing Christian Bale in the Batsuit. So that's kind of always the prototype for what Batman could be in my mind. And so that's kind of where I always go back to. And I would say I take the most inspiration from him. But also, I would say the second biggest place of inspiration for me is comic books. I absolutely love them. I read them as a fan now. But the way that Bruce Wayne is portrayed in so many of them is so emotional, and I constantly learn new things about this character. You know, a lot of the comic books have like one thing about Bruce Wayne. Every Batman comic book has like one thing about Bruce Wayne or Batman that they kind of focus on, and one more thing that I learn, one more thing I can add to my acting arsenal when I attack this character on set. And I feel so fortunate for that, the fact that I have that, because most roles, you know, you're creating a character, you don't have any kind of place to look and any place to draw from. But for me, I have so much. There's so much out there.
Yeah, exactly. And you mentioned that you're heavy in the comic books right now. Is there any current run of Batman that you're really into in the comics?
There's so many. I think my favorite like series ever. I know it's not solely Batman, so I'll give you a different answer for just solely Batman. My favorite like series just to read as a fan is Injustice right now. I love the game, and so I started reading the books, and I'm in love with them. I haven't started Injustice 2 yet, but Injustice 1 is. And I think my favorite Batman series so far out of what I've read is the Scott Snyder, Greg Capullo Batman series from the New 52. I love that series. Court of Owls and Death of the Family, and I think it's I learn a lot about Bruce. I learn a lot about Batman. It's very, very helpful as an actor, and it's so much fun to read. It's so easy to read, and it's so deep too. You know, I mean, that's what I love about comic books. They really are deep. They really are emotional. They really are extremely intelligent. And I always learn so much about life in general, but also about Bruce.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with Scott Snyder's work. He's definitely, you know, one of the brightest out there right now with DC Comics. And, of course, you know, the Court of Owls storyline, you know, that was something that was on the show that we really enjoyed. And hopefully, you know, they'll be able to adapt that into the film.
Yeah,
speaking
that's
of,
awesome.
Yeah, exactly. And speaking of Batman, you know, earlier this season, you know, we saw you kind of take on the vigilante, you know, hero role, and you kind of get like a concept suit, not really bat-like, but, you know, to protect yourself. Will we begin to see any concept designs for a Batman suit this season, or will you begin to toy with the Batman identity any?
Yes. That's pretty much all I can say. Yes, he will. The idea of bats will be introduced on the show. But beyond that, you just have to watch.
You said your Batman is Christian Bale. Will we get to see a cool moment where you fling a batarang or something shaped like a bat at the wall?
I would love that. It hasn't happened yet. It hasn't happened in any of the scripts that I've read, but we definitely are very close to that. I wouldn't be surprised if that shows up in a script soon. From the very beginning, I always thought it would be cool to have, because batarangs are essentially throwing knives just in the shape of a bat. And so I always thought it would be cool for Bruce to, you know, kind of, because he doesn't shoot, you know, told Alfred, okay, yeah, I'm not going to, guns aren't my weapon of choice, but throwing knives are. It could be like the foreshadowing to a batarang. I always thought that would be a really cool thing to do.
That would be pretty awesome, and that would be an excellent nod to Christian Bale's Batman, which I think a lot of people would probably, you know, geek out about just seeing you doing that.
Yeah.
Are there any current cast members that you haven't had a chance to work with that you would like to? I know going in 4 years, you probably worked with a lot of them, but is there anyone particular that you haven't had a chance to work with yet?
You know, if you asked me this, like, 2 years ago, even a year ago, probably, I would have so many answers for you. I think at this point, like you said, I've worked with everybody at least once. Can't think of anybody. I haven't worked with. Or have I? No, I haven't. I don't think I haven't worked with Benedict plays the Mad Hatter or Durst Touch. And I, the one person that I have kind of worked with him, I did like two scenes with him at the end of season two, but that's it. I would love to work with him again because I was just expecting so much of an actor. Is Corey Michael Smith, who plays Enigma. I had two scenes with him with Chris Chuck, Lucius Fox, but he was kind of on the other side of a glass screen, so it wasn't really working with him, but it kind of was. So he's like the one person that I've caught through on regular that I've worked with the least so far. And I would love to do more with him. I would love if there's a Bruce Enigma storyline.
Yeah, exactly. And you said you haven't really got chance to work with too much with Corey Michael Smith as Riddler. Speaking of the villains, Gotham has really went kind of all out. They went inside the vault and pulled a lot of great villains, and onto the show. Are there any villains that we haven't seen that you can reveal that we might see, or potentially see in the coming, maybe this season or the next seasons?
Yes. The really cool thing about this next part of the season is I can't think of any major villains that get introduced. I'm totally blanking. But the really cool thing, this next part of the season, second half of season four, is very, very villain heavy. And there's this whole storyline with kind of a team up of all the villains, basically all the villains that we've seen on the show so far, by Jerome, who I know we're all very excited to see come back. And so he kind of plans this major team up. That's all I'll say about it. But it is very villain heavy, and you do get to see a lot of the villains that we've seen over the course of all 4 years. Kind of together in the same room. But I don't think there are any new villains introduced, but it's so exciting. I mean, just reading, I haven't even seen the episode yet, but just reading the scripts, imagining like all these characters, so many of them, from the entire history of the show, come together in one room, to the sole purpose of wreaking havoc is very exciting.
Yeah, and speaking of Jerome, Cameron Monaghan's character, you revealed a few weeks ago, you were asked if Jerome was the Joker. You couldn't really go into details a whole lot. You said no, he's not the Joker. I'm gonna kind of ask a similar question, but not the same way. And you can say I can't answer, no, whatever you want to, but Cameron's portrayal is, I mean, it's Jokerish. His face, everything, the way he looks, he's very Jokerish. He may not be the Joker right now, but will there be an event that transforms him into the Joker?
No. Well.
Okay.
Transforms who into the Joker?
Well, in the comics, the Joker has, before he becomes the Joker, he has the acid bath that turns him into the insane clown that he becomes the Joker. So will Jerome have some sort of transformation this season that actually makes him the Joker, where he becomes that identity?
No.
No. Okay. All right. Well,
Not that I know of. Because nothing ever is really final in Gotham, especially with the whole death being very loose. Not that I know of.
Okay. He teases a lot of stuff on Twitter, and then he goes back and deletes it. So people are just always left up in speculation. So I thought I would ask, but. What's it like working with him? You and him had a really intense scene last season, and y'all two just on screen. I mean, if he's not the Joker, I mean, you and him have that relationship like Batman and the Joker, where Joker's always trying to get Batman to kill him, and that's pretty much what Jerome was doing. I mean, what was it like working with him? I mean, just being in that moment.
It was incredible. For that episode, I worked basically every scene with him, and I just learned so much from working so intimately with an actor who knows his craft so well. He's very intense on set, and I just loved it. I mean, I every time I work with him, I learn so much, and I just feel really, really grateful that I had that opportunity. And that episode, I think, it's my favorite episode we've gotten so far. Not just because, I mean, there's so much that makes it that the aesthetic is a really beautiful episode. It's so amazing to look at. But also, like you said, the character development, Bruce really takes another step closer to being Batman. And, yeah, I mean, listen, Jerome may not be the Joker, but the relationship that episode held between Bruce and Jerome is definitely a Joker Batman relationship, definitely in that spirit. And it was really exciting to do as a comic book fan and as an actor taking my character to the next level, and as an actor working with somebody so incredible.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it was even a throwback to with him and Batgirl, you know, the classic image of him painting the smile on her face. You know, he did that with you. So, I mean, they're just – Gotham has done such a great job of capturing a lot of the moments from the comics. It may not be exactly like in the comics, but there's always nods there. I know we're kind of getting close on time. Just wanted to see if maybe there was anything else you wanted to, you know, you can maybe give our listeners as far as, you know, maybe something that's exciting coming up that you maybe haven't talked about, or any other projects that you want to plug before we let you go.
All I'll say is that Gotham is going to, and I know this has kind of happened, a lot in Gotham, but it's going to a seriously isolated and dark place this year. And out of that, a new Bruce Wayne will be born. That's what I'll teach.
Awesome, awesome. We can't wait for the return of Gotham. Do you have any upcoming movies or anything that you want to plug real quick?
Nothing that I can talk about right now.
Okay, I understand. David, before you go, would there be any chance that we can maybe get a drop from you? Just something, you know, along the like, hi, I'm David Mazouz. You're listening to Geek Vibes Live or Geek Vibes Nation, just something like that for us?
Yeah. Hey, I'm David Mazouz,
and
you're listening. Oh, yeah. Hey, I'm David Mazouz, and you're listening to Geek Vibes. Is it right?
Yeah, it's you can say Geek Vibes Nation.
Okay. Hey, it's David Mazouz, and you're listening to Geek Vibes Nation.
All right, awesome. Thank you. Once again, you've been a great guest. It's been my privilege and honor to be able to speak with you. I love the show. I love your work. I think you're one of the brightest talents in Hollywood. I think you're going to do great things. So once again, thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to speak with us today. And hopefully,
yeah, of course. Thank you.
Maybe. Yeah, thank you, and have a good one, and we'll look forward to seeing you on Gotham.
Thank you so much. Have a great rest of your day.
You too. Thank you. All right, everyone, that was our interview with David Mazouz from Gotham, a great talent, as we stated. He gave us a lot of great comments regarding his role as Bruce Wayne. Got to cover some stuff with Jerome. I really love the part regarding his inspiration from Christian Bale. If you're going to take inspiration from anybody as Batman, Christian Bale is not a bad role model to have. Definitely one of the best Batmans, you know, that we've had in a long time. We covered a lot of other stuff, so I hope you enjoyed this interview. We got a lot more coming down the road soon. I appreciate everybody for taking time on their lunch break to listen. I'm Kanan with Geek Vibes Nation, and hope everyone has a great day. And just remember that Geek Vibes Nation, we're for geeks by geeks. Thank you.